Hello and welcome to FOSDEM. I am Jan Holešovský, I work for Collabora, and I would like to tell you about LibreOffice Kit and about its recent developments. So first of all, like, what is it, LibreOffice Kit? So it is a kind of technology, it's part of the LibreOffice technology that allows to use LibreOffice for other use cases than just editing on the desktop. So it allows the LibreOffice to be reused and the code of LibreOffice to be reused in some convenient way for its filtering use cases or for rendering of some advanced structures or charts. It allows you also to do like document embedding and the document generation inside another application that would be suitable for or that would like to use the all the strength of LibreOffice for some other stuff. So the LibreOffice Kit itself was originally meant for document conversion. It was using the filters that were in LibreOffice and was using that for rendering into PDF or stuff like that. But like over the years, it was much improved and extended so that like it is able to control LibreOffice instance from inside and allows some additional use cases as well. And one of the biggest use cases for the LibreOffice Kit is Collabora Online. So it is very heavy user of the LibreOffice Kit and the LibreOffice technology in general. It uses it just for everything, for all the functionality there. So import, export, the modification of the document, so the collaboration and rendering of the documents. The LibreOffice Kit API itself is C and C++ and in process. So that is easier for debugging. Like if we compare it with another approach, like how you can use LibreOffice for like document generation or editing, import, export, and that is like using the API. The LibreOffice Kit API is much easier to debug because like you have it in one process, so like you can do the debugging just as if you were debugging LibreOffice itself in case like there are troubles. The API allows very simple calls like the load document or save as, but also has the possibility to render things using the paint tile. You can also set another part, which means another page in the presentation, for example, or in spreadsheet, set document or get the document size so that how far you need to scroll and stuff like that. And then of course it allows to do operations on the document, so inserting key events or mouse events, but also commands. The same commands that are being used in the LibreOffice desktop for access from the menus or creating the dialogues and stuff like that. You can also paste some stuff into the document. You can select text and have this all this interactivity behind the scenes, but you are able to generate it from your application that you are using. With the LibreOffice Kit. Of course, to be able to know what is happening inside LibreOffice, there are also callbacks. Whenever there is some interesting event happening in LibreOffice that you would like to react on in your application that is using the LibreOffice Kit, for that you have these callbacks. And the form of what you are getting in the callbacks, it's just freeform text, in some cases JSON, when the structure is more complicated. So to that you have something like reasonably standard, so that you can parse it and use it reasonably. Then of course, like there are rendering related callbacks. So for example, like when there is an invalidation, so that means like if something changed in the document, you would like to know about that. You also would like to know about the position of the cursor, that it has changed, or you know, there were some graphic selections. Because like what we are using in the Collabora Online is that we render lots of these things that are happening in the LibreOffice core in the client. So we use some JavaScript rendering into the canvas so that like it is visible and like we do not have to like send everything as the bitmaps from the LibreOffice core. And then of course like there are some operations related callbacks that let you know like when there is some search not found, like, or on the other hand search result, and you know, frames, sorry, the rectangles of the search, so that like you can highlight it. State changes of the command, so like when you, for example, like are in some like normal text and then move to the bold, like we need to know about this change and stuff like that. Command result is for example very important for the save operation, so that like you know if the save has concluded with an error, or if it just concluded normally. Here is some example application that uses LibreOffice Kit. So this is GTK Tile Viewer. So you can see that it is reasonably simple. So like you have to include something so that like you the LibreOffice Kit is accessible for you. But then like you do some initialization, then get the document, and then you can do the operations with the document. So. Like very straightforward. The GTK Tile Viewer is more kind of a debugging application. So it is mostly used like when there is something new being developed for the LibreOffice Kit, as some kind of like reference that is like easier to debug. It is built with the normal LibreOffice, like after you configure with enable GTK3. And like once you have it, you can run it using this bin run GTK Tile Viewer. You need to provide the path to the LibreOffice executable, and then the document you want to open, and it opens it and you can see it there. Of course, like here is also described like how you can run it in the debugger or with Wallgrind, like if you want to see what is happening or why like your new additions to LibreOffice Kit are not really working. So where is LibreOffice Kit used? So it is not only the Collabora Online, but there is a conversion tool. So this is a conversion tool, LOConf. It was written originally by Oli Betts many years ago, but it is still an like reasonably alive project. There were some commits even in the recent past. So that is it. It is very convenient to use for the command line conversion of the documents, like from one format to another. Then of course there is the LibreOffice Android Viewer that is currently maintained by Michael Beckhorn. And it uses a Java wrapper of the LibreOffice Kit functionality. It is in the LibreOffice core Git, and the tiles are rendered on the screen using something that like used to be used in the Fennec, which was some Firefox for Android project. So the tiles are being rendered using the same engine that was that used to be used there. So, and of course we are using LibreOffice Kit in the Collabora Online. Here the LibreOffice core is repurposed to serve tiles, events, and you know, reacting on the user inputs, all these things. So accessing the internals of the core callbacks and like many of that functionality. We have these workers as like separate processes. So like when you have one document, there is one process for this, so one instance of LibreOffice Kit. But then when there are like multiple collaborators in one document, they all end up in this like one instance of the LibreOffice Kit. The document itself is rendered into these 256 to 256 pixel tiles and composed into something that looks like the document. To be able to perform reasonably well, lots of the messages, like particularly from the callbacks, have to be kind of deduplicated, because it is that some things change very often, but only the last change actually matters. So like when the user goes through the paragraph and like there are lots of changes of styles, for example of this bold or italic, and like goes it at high speed, and like network doesn't get it this fast, like it doesn't matter like what was in between. It is important to know that when the user ends, like what is the final state of this bold or italic. So in the meantime, like all what was changed and we didn't manage to send it to over the network, like can be deduplicated, so just thrown away and see just the final state. But on the other hand, there are messages like for which like it is necessary to have like all the states. This is true, for example, for the save messages and their results, because if the save just didn't conclude well, like you just need to know even like if some later save like concluded it well, because like you would like to know inside the Collabora online like what to do that and how to deal with this situation. There are Collabora Office Android and iOS apps, so they are using the Collabora online to very large extent. But instead of browser or remote browsers of the users, they use the native web views on the phone, and thanks to that, like we do not have to have all this HTTP or HTTPS serving, so we can pass the tiles around just directly inside the app. Of course, the LibreOffice core like has to be compiled into a static library and optimized for the use on these small devices. And on the other hand, like there has to be some native wrapper to manage the lifecycle. So something Java in the Android case, or Objective-C in the iOS case. And so let me talk also about some recent improvements in the LibreOffice Kit, because like lots have of the developments in the LibreOffice Kit were happening in the last year. So one of the biggest thing that is some kind of like ongoing progress is rendering dialogues on the client side. So what we used to have for the functions of the dialogues is that the dialogues were rendered in the LibreOffice core as bitmaps. So the entire dialog was just one bitmap, and like it had to be transferred over the network, which took reasonable part of the bandwidth, and also like it didn't look too well. Like we have done some theming of the dialogues so that like it fits more like what is being used on the in the web browser, but still it was not ideal, mainly like when there was some high DPI screen, so like we had to do some stuff there, or like when the browser is set to something like 125%, then like there's it is not it just doesn't look nice because like it has to be scaled. And so instead of sending the bitmaps directly, the LibreOffice dialogs or other elements like the notebook bar on the side or the sidebar are described as JSON. And this JSON contains the information about the description of these things, and then can be rendered in the client side, like according to like what is it's supposed to look like. So like you can see at the bottom how the sidebar is rendered in the mobile application case. Also like to the right from that, like it is, how is it in the desktop application. So there, like in the desktop web browser, it looks like the normal sidebar in there, but like it is rendered on the client side from the same JSON that is used for the mobile device. Also, some dialogs have been already like changed so that like they look much more like the normal dialogues, but the advantage is that they are rendered client side, which means they can be styled using the CSS, but the information from them is routed directly back to LibreOffice Core, and like whatever is changed there, it is changed in the LibreOffice code as well. All this uses the welding these days, and that was introduced by Qualon, and Shimon Kloss has done most of the work on this dialogues. It is still some kind of ongoing work, because like lots more dialogues need to be enabled so that they can be rendered on the client. And also some larger things like the tabs in these dialogues are not working yet, from what I know. So like that still needs to be improved and done. Then another big achievement for LibreOffice Git was better support for shape manipulation. So previously it was not possible to change. Change shapes and the anchor points and these control points or glue points via the LibreOffice Git, but now it is possible thanks to Mert, who has implemented IDs for these various points and allow the LibreOffice to access them and render them on the screen on the client side on one hand, and on at the other, like when the user decides to change the shape of the smile, to transfer this information like back to the LibreOffice Core and change it like from the sad face to the smiling face. Another thing that was a recent development was LibreOffice Git API to render search result. It is for another use case than LibreOffice Git, than Collabora Online, and this is for being able to use LibreOffice Git in the search engines. And when there is some search result, you can create some preview from that and paint it using the LibreOffice Git. Tomáš Weinergel has done this work, and you can see it on the screen, like how the result rectangle of the search string could look like, and like what needs to be rendered so that like you can see this. Pranam and Henry, Pranam Lashkari and Henry Castro have added some functionality to lock down LibreOffice Git API in case somebody like doesn't want to use or doesn't want to allow the users to use all the functionality. For example, like some of the commands, some of the entries in the menu shouldn't be accessible. So now it is possible to say like which ones, and then present the user with some kind of message that this functionality is not allowed, and also like change the security level of macro dialogues, because as macro dialogues are Like macros in documents can be dangerous, so this allows the user to decide like what security level should they use. Then there were improvements in the LibreOffice kit, like related to the Android viewer, LibreOffice Android viewer, and PDF export. So it is now possible to jump to a cell cursor. There's a new callback thanks to Ilhan Yesil to that. Then LibreOffice kit used a bit different rendering of the tiles in the Collabora Android case and the LibreOffice Android viewer case, but Michael Weghorn has unified that the rendering so that it uses the same approach on for both, so the transparent tiles are possible even in the LibreOffice Android viewer. And Gabriel Massey from 1&1 has implemented possibility to specify the PDF version when you are converting things, converting documents to PDF or outputting them as PDF. And very important, even though it looks like something small, was changed in how the background is being drawn in Calc. So it used to be that the tiles contained even the grid of the cells. But it was leading to lots of bitmaps that had to be transferred from the server to the clients, and we have changed it to the possibility that the grid is only specified once as a JSON, as data structure, and then tiles themselves contain only the text, like what should be in the cells, and the grid is painted like client side. But of course that included also the necessity to tell what is the background color of the spreadsheet, so that you can have even spreadsheets with different color. And of course, when you have cells that have some different background, then of course this color, this is then rendered directly to the cells. But the generic background color had to be transferred some way from the core. So Dennis Francis has done this and changed accordingly. So that's it. That are the most important improvements in the LibreOffice kit recently. I hope that you like it, and looking forward to what is happening next in LibreOffice kit. And if you have any questions, please let me know. Goodbye.